Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church,
where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name. Today is May the
31st,
our last Wednesday of every month. We have healing service, so we welcome you today again. Thank you, Father, for another day of living in the light of your word. In your authority and your power and your ability, Father. How we thank you, Father, that you are gracious and kind and merciful and compassionate to us. Oh, how you love us so much. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every listener that is listening. Thank you, Father, that they will receive what they need to hear today, Father. And as I always say, we are not only hearers, but we're doers of the word, Father God. And I just thank you that you give us the authority and the power and the ability to do it, Father. So we welcome you to our Wednesday Daily Bread.
Healing service,
okay? What I'm going to read you a little article that I read from Health Food. And you know that I like to share the gold nuggets that I get, what the Lord gives me, and I want to share them with you so you can get some revelation and the word from the Lord, okay?
Amen.
And since today is about healing, this is about healing, okay?
Amen.
Let's look at Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness. And I like to say it, himself, Jesus, took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses and disease. Amen. According to Matthew 8:17.
Amen.
Jesus bore your sickness. Jesus bore my sickness. All right. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Since he bore them, why should we bear them? Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. In the Hebrew words, grief and sorrow means sickness and pains. So Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. That's the same thing as saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Okay? And then in 1 Peter 2:24 said, who his own self bared our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, according to Matthew 18:16. I've given you three references right here.
Amen.
I got one. So settle it in your mind and heart once and for all that God wants you healed. Just as much as he wants you saved, God has provided for you to be healed physically, just as much as he has provided for you to be born again and to receive and the remission of the sins and become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost, to save whatever you and I need to save. Jesus came to do that. So tonight we need healing. This is our healing service, the last Wednesday of every month. And Jesus Christ is our healer. He is healing. We're going to start with some scriptures, like Pastor Rose said. Revelation 12:11 says, we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Every believer has a testimony, and testimonies are great. Some change us, some help us to change, but not all testimonies change us. That's why the Holy Spirit uses the word of God to change our lives. Psalm 6:2, we're going to start with this one. Heal me, Lord. I mean, you can't get any more plainer than that. Heal me, Lord. This is where we'll start tonight's healing service. Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Psalm 31:3, raise me from the bed of illness. Psalm 103:2-3, the Lord heals all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Matthew 4:23, Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Pastor Rose read Isaiah 53, 53:5, by his stripes we are healed. That's in the old. 1 Peter 2:24 in the new says, by his stripes we were healed. Matthew 10:8, Jesus healed all the sick. Philippians 4:19, Jesus meets all our needs. That's Amen. Including healing.
Amen.
This is Pastor Rose's scripture, the Lord gave her. Psalm 118, verse 17. You shall live and not die, and you shall declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
God has a plan for our lives, church, and it has to do with first his kingdom. My scripture, when I went through my procedure, Jeremiah 30:17, God said, I will restore your health and I will heal your wounds. God has Amen. A plan for each and every one of our lives, and it has to do with first his kingdom.
Yes.
Everything God does has to do with his kingdom. Amen. When Adam and Eve were escorted out of the garden, right then and there, God planned, and he has been trying to get us back to that relationship that Adam and Eve had ever since then. The devil went into the garden and he stole the rights. Jesus went into the desert and he bought back everything that God has for us. Amen. What is the mystery of life? Ephesians 3:17, that Jesus Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. Mm-hmm. What is the secret of life? Hebrews 12:2, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I read you those two because they both have to do with Jesus and faith. Our healing tonight have to do with both Jesus the healer and our faith to receive. Faith begins in our hearts when we make a decision to trust God and his word. Tonight, this is our healing service. Luke 5:17, Jesus' power to heal is present. Pastor Rose said he has given us the authority as believers for us as ministers to cast out demons and to heal the sick. Matthew 8:16, many came to Jesus and all were healed. Jesus paid for our healing on the cross. Exodus 15:26, God said, I am the Lord that heals you. Even in the Old Testament, that's an old covenant, and God was willing to bless us and heal us.
Amen.
Jesus heals and binds all our wounds, all of them, our hearts as well. Physically, our bodies, spiritually, our spirit, and mentally, our minds. Some of us are just exhausted. Exhausted, man, this world, it's weary. We get up and we go to work and we deal with people every day, and we have opportunities to lose our joy. And every day, the Lord says, this is the day that I have made for you. Salvation, this is the day of salvation. So Jesus came to heal all our wounds, including our hearts that have been broken. 3 John 2:2, good health to our soul and our bodies. Luke 17:19, healing power went out from Jesus. Supernatural, invisible, divine power went out from Jesus.
Amen.
Matthew 10:1, Jesus has given Pastor Rose and I as ministers of the gospel, he has given us authority to heal every sickness and disease. And before Pastor Rose and I pray, I want to give you 1 Peter 2:24. Every Christian should know this by heart in our spirit, man. 1 Peter 2:24, Jesus bore our sins on his body on the cross at Calvary, that we may die to sin and live for righteousness.
Amen.
And by his stripes, we have been healed. We have been healed. Amen.
And if we have been healed, we are healed.
If we have been healed, we are healed. Amen. Tonight, we believe we receive our healing.
Amen.
The Holy Scriptures declare us healed. Jesus wants us healed tonight.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by feelings. No. Amen. We believe we receive in Jesus' name. Tonight, you receive and keep your healing. Hold on to it. By Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Rose, do you have anything before we pray?
If anybody has been experiencing on the right side of your teeth and your gums, you've been having pain on the upper and the lower teeth and gums, and by your ears you've been having pain. The Lord said, lay hands on that side, on the right side, and we command healing right now. I release my faith, Father, and I command those people that are having this pain to be healed and made whole, and we command you, Satan, get your filthy hands off of their teeth, any virus, infection, bacteria, pain, swelling has to go now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you that your word goes forth in power and it will not return void in power, but goes forth to accomplish all that you sent it. And I call you healed right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
and
name.
I don't know who it is, but if this is you, you started having pain on your little toe, on your left toe. It started hurting, and then it jumped on your right little toe. The Lord says, put your hands on your feet, on that little toe, and I command that pain to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Do you hear me, Satan? And those symptoms have to go. You will obey the word of the Lord. And one of you has been having, several of you, on your left foot, you've been having pain on your heel. In the name of Jesus, put your hand there on your foot, on your heel, and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. We command that to go right now. I don't know if it's called plantar fasciitis, but in the name of Jesus, that heel is healed right now. The bones, ligaments, tendons, swelling, pain, go now in the name of Jesus.
In the
be
name
healed
of Jesus.
And be made whole. Amen and amen. There it goes. There's the healing power of God is going in your foot right now on your heel in Jesus' name. I believe I thoughts and ideas and suggestions may come, but you do not have to yield to those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. For it is the enemy that is coming against you. And you stand up and take your legal right and authority as a king and priest here on this earth and dominate any sickness and any pain that may come against you in the name of Jesus right now. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We were running some errands, and what did that woman tell you? I have mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
What did she say?
I have mental illness.
Right now, the Lord, you know, the world has mental illness. The world has mental problems. We as Christians, the Lord commands us to put on the mind of Christ. So tonight I just feel, I sense a loneliness, a weariness. People are just, believers are just getting ready to just give up and throw the towel in. And Jesus said, no. Mm-mm. No, trust in the Lord with all your heart in Jesus' name. You're feeling lonely. You're feeling depressed. You're feeling like you're not doing enough. You just hang on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. Like Pastor Rose just said, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary, cast them down. Cast the whole weight of our cares. We had Sunday service. Go on our website and look for that. Who cares? That's the name of the title of the message for Sunday. Jesus cares. Jesus cares for you.
Yes, he does.
Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He came to save you, to deliver you, to set your mind at rest, to give you peace in your body and in your soul, health in your body, peace in your soul, to renew your right spirit with the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. So thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary, you cast them down. Cast them down. Think on things that are good, that are of good report. Get a hold of some scriptures. Go back over this healing tonight. We've given you 15, 20 scriptures. The Word of God has the power to change and transform our lives forever. In Jesus' name.
The Lord's giving me a picture of a person walking down a road. It seems like a lonely road. You're by yourself. And there's darkness all around you. And the Lord said, though you think you're walking in darkness, He goes, but look ahead. Look at the bright light. Look at me as the victory of your life. If you open your eyes, let the eyes of faith come opened in your eyes, and you'll see the victory. And I see Jesus telling you, come on, child, come on, child. I'm with you. I'm behind you, I'm beside you, and I'm in front of you. And you already have the victory.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is love. He loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal you. And it's up to us to receive or to reject.
Yep.
And I believe tonight we're going to receive in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
We believe, we receive in Jesus' name, Father. Miracle. Miracle. Creative miracles
yes.
in our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, everything, Father, everything in our lives, you have a plan for it, Father. And when we change our plans for your plan,
yes.
everything is going to
be all right.
Everything is going to be all right. In Jesus' name, you be healed. Receive your healing. And like Pastor Rose says, you need to confess it. Romans 4:17. We speak those things as they are right now, and we are healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Do you have anything?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. You are the healer. Healing is in Christ.
Amen.
And we thank you for healing our bodies tonight,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Renewing our minds and just being so good to us, Father. Hallelujah.
You tell that right side of your tooth. You are healed in Jesus' name.
Healed in Jesus'
name. So get off of me. Every symptom, every pain on my tooth, get off right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Sometimes you have to speak to it twice.
Amen.
But you know what? It has to go.
It has to go.
It
Amen.
Has no choice but to go at the command of the Word of God. Give
Amen.
Me forth. Amen.
Amen. As we end this month of May, we have an announcement to make. Firstest Kingdom Family Church is on the internet now, on YouTube. If you have YouTube, if you don't have the YouTube app, go ahead and apply it to your thing. You don't have to pay for it. It's free. Go to YouTube and type First His Kingdom Family Church, and then hit search, and it'll come up with a bunch of pictures. Other people have their names in there. But you'll see a picture of Pastor Jesse preaching. Firstest Kingdom Family Church in YouTube. Amen. Look for Pastor Jesse's picture. This is the second Sunday that we've been in there. The first one was, did Jesus honor his mother for Mother's Day? And then this Sunday's we had, who cares? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus cares. Amen. We will continue with our daily bread service only on Wednesday nights. So we'll do Sunday morning service at the Baca Center in Round Rock, live in person Sunday mornings, Sunday afternoons. And then on Wednesday nights, we will have our daily bread. Sunday service, Wednesday daily bread. And it'll be me, Pastor Rose, and a special guest, Brother Andrew, and our elders. But we will be doing Wednesday night services for daily bread. Amen?
Amen.
You and Firstest Kingdom, we are God-called partners. Firstest Kingdom Family Church, we are a mission-oriented church. The little church with a big heart for missions.
Yes.
Our seed is known around the world. Pastor Rose and I thank you.
Yes.
Our godly vision is to teach relationships, relationship with our Heavenly Father, Jesus' church, and our families. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, every member has a part to play.
Yes.
You, if you're a believer, you have a part to play in the body of Christ. To all our faithful supporters, our anointed financial partners, Pastor Rose and I pray that our Lord Jesus bless you as you sense the Holy Spirit's presence bringing you health, healing, and restoration.
Amen.
You have a great healed evening. Say goodnight, Pastor Rose.
Say goodnight, Pastor Rose. And don't forget to tell one of your friends or your relatives that now your pastor is on YouTube and you can listen to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We'll see you Sunday at church.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.